Okay, let's see here. Pizza, video games, my family, my friends. Oh, my sneaker collection.
What you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Pamela. It's World Gratitude Day, so I'm making a list of all the things I'm grateful for. I find that when you make a gratitude list, it helps you realize how great your life is.
Are there any people that I know on that list?
Oh, yeah. Tracy Kaplan, since she created the show and gave us jobs. Oh, and Pete Musto, because he always shares his fruit snacks with me.
Hey, where'd my fruit snacks go?
Oh, yeah, Pete for sure. What about the person that brought you lunch when you forgot it and left a pillow and blanket under your desk so you could sneak away for a nap?
Wait, Pamela, do you see the time? We gotta start the show.
Ah, you're right. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Wednesday, September 21st.
And this is the 10 News.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3.
2. 1.
It's been a busy week.
Tell me about it. My brother came to visit, the baby just started eating solids, and the book I'm reading just got super interesting.
Pamela, I meant in the news.
Oh, yeah, right. That too.
Here is what you need to know right now.
Processing.
First up, we reported last week on the death of the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. This week, her funeral was held. Kids had the day off of school and businesses closed. Hundreds of thousands of mourners paid their respects to the UK's longest reigning monarch. Now, her 73-year-old son, King Charles III, is the new ruler of Great Britain.
Hear ye, hear ye!
A planned strike by US rail workers was narrowly avoided last Friday, but the deal between railroad unions and railway companies isn't necessarily final. And if workers do eventually strike, it could be bad news for the already overloaded supply chain.
Aw, man.
In movie news, the first trailer was released for Disney's new live-action Little Mermaid film. In a first for Disney, the YouTube video received over a million dislikes that some linked to the casting of a black actress as Ariel. Social media users jumped to defend the film and its star, as well as sharing videos of young black girls' heartfelt reactions to the trailer.
Excellent!
One thing we know about Ariel, she loves to explore a shipwreck, and for the first time ever, the Titanic shipwreck can be seen in 8K video quality. The new footage has revealed details that have never been seen before, and you can check out the link in our show notes to see this amazing video.
Cool!
Seriously, you'll feel like you're swimming right next to the Titanic. In climate news, the billionaire founder of clothing and sportswear company Patagonia is giving away the company for climate action. By giving the company to a charitable trust, Yvonne Chouinard is ensuring that the company's profits go to fight climate change.
That's great!
Yvonne sounds like a real-life superhero, and you can be too. Kind of. Niantic, the makers of Pokemon Go, are making a Marvel superhero game. Like Pokemon Go, the game uses augmented reality to let you fight crime using virtual superpowers and is expected to release in 2023.
Let's do this!
In sports news, tennis legend Roger Federer will play his last competitive matches this week. Following in Serena Williams' footsteps, Federer announced his retirement due to injuries and surgeries.
Whoa, two legends retiring in 2 weeks?
I know, this is huge for the sporting world.
And huge for the world of laughter, Comedy Day was held in San Francisco last Sunday. This free comedy festival has been going on since 1981.
Wow!
Comedians perform for free, and thousands of people gather every year in Robin Williams Meadow in Golden Gate Park. The original founder hoped this chuckle fest would spread across the whole country, so maybe you should petition your teachers for a comedy day of your own.
Let's close out with two stories from space. Ever wonder why Saturn has rings? Scientists say they finally know.
Really?
A missing moon could be to blame. Scientists from MIT say it's possible that a moon used to orbit Saturn, but shifted orbit and grazed the surface, sending clouds of dust and debris into orbit and eventually forming those beautiful rings. And NASA is hoping the third time's the charm for its massive moon rocket. After two failed launch attempts, the technical issues have been fixed, and the new launch date is September 27th.
Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
And that's what you need to know right now. We'll keep you in the loop as these stories develop.
Data transfer complete.
Due to the pandemic, we've seen shortages happening around the world, from microchips to baby formula, and now there are even teacher shortages.
Like I said earlier, I'm very grateful for all the things I have, but there are still shortages. So 10 News staff writer Tessa Flannery is here to fill us in on all the things we've been missing. Take it away, Tessa.
Thanks, Ryan. When the 10 News last checked in, gas prices were high. Baby formula was in short supply. And there weren't enough workers to fill the open jobs.
Check, please.
So what's the story now? At the gas pump, the prices have fallen.
Woohoo!
In the U.S. in June, the cost of a gallon of gas was about $5 on average. Now, the average price is $3.74. And while that sounds like a small change, the lower price saves drivers around $17 every time they fill up their tanks. Of course, the price of gas could increase if the price of oil rises. The war in Ukraine is still having an impact on energy costs. And if there's a Gulf Coast hurricane where most U.S. oil is refined, drivers might see higher prices again.
Come on!
For families, finding baby formula has gotten a little easier. The U.S. is now importing some formula from overseas, and the Abbott factory that closed has reopened. However, it's still hard to find formula for babies who need the hypoallergenic kind. And some families may struggle to find affordable formula, especially if they are enrolled in the government nutrition program for women, infants, and children, also called WIC. Some families in rural areas still have to drive long distances to find a store with formula. So while things are looking up, the formula shortage may last a few weeks longer for some families.
That is bad.
Moving from the stuff we want to the people we're missing, a shortage that's especially close to home for tenors is the teacher shortage. The numbers vary around the country, and some states have been hit hard. In Florida, there were 8,000 teacher vacancies at the start of the school year.
What?
Vacancies are available jobs. So where are all the teachers? Teacher shortages have been a problem for decades, but during and after the pandemic, many teachers retired or changed careers because of stress, low pay, and burnout. For Florida specifically, some teachers may have quit in response to new laws that restrict what teachers can say in the classroom. One state law prevents teachers from referring to the LGBTQ+ community, and another prevents teaching about racism. With fewer teachers, students' learning suffers, especially low-income and minority students.
This is terrible.
So what's being done to solve the teacher shortage? Some states are fast-tracking teacher certification for people who want to teach but don't have teaching degrees. But that's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Because of the long hours and low pay, fewer people are studying to be teachers. And that means the problem of too few teachers will unfortunately continue.
Seriously?
What are things like for you, tenors? Have you noticed shortages in your town or school? Or are things back to normal? We want to hear from you. Call 877-10-NEWS or visit the10news.com/contact.
Thanks, Tessa. I'm glad access to things is improving, but teacher shortages are clearly a big issue. Tenors, we'll keep you in the loop, as always.
Hey, Tessa, I really dug that segment you did on shortages.
Thanks, Ryan.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm really grateful to have you on the team, and for all the fun facts and trivia you share. You are cooler than ice cream.
Coming from you, Ryan? That's as big of a compliment as it gets. Ooh, speaking of ice cream, did you know it takes an average of 50 licks to finish one scoop of ice cream? Oh, and I'm grateful that you are ridiculous and silly. It makes things fun around here.
Hey, Ryan.
Ah! Ow! Pamela, why do you keep sneaking up on me like that?
Oh, no reason. I just wanted to hear who you were grateful for.
One sec. Hi, it's Ryan. Oh, hey, Cap. We were just about to start the next one. Yep, no problem. Cap says we gotta get back to work. I'm really grateful that Cap keeps us on track.
Ah, yes, of course. We'll finish this combo later.
It was a very hot summer.
true, but the heat led to some interesting discoveries.
TED News correspondent Lane Farber is here to tell us a few things the hot weather revealed.
2022 has been a great year for archaeology, but a bad year for our planet. A global increase in temperature has led to scorching summers across the globe and a decrease in rainfall. But as lakes, riverbeds, and water reservoirs have dried up, ancient artifacts have emerged.
Holy moly!
That's right. As schoolchildren in the Southern Hemisphere enjoyed a relaxing summer break, archaeologists stayed super busy. Droughts in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and the United States caused water levels to fall, exposing the ruins of ancient cities, Roman engineering, sunken warships, and dinosaur fossils. A major dinosaur discovery happened this summer in Glen Rose, Texas, home of Dinosaur Valley State Park. Lack of rain caused parts of the river that run through Dinosaur Valley to dry up. Park rangers were shocked to discover thousands of fossilized dinosaur tracks, estimated to be 113 million years old. That's really old. Oh. Across the pond, Europe is facing its worst drought in 500 years.
Aw, man.
The record-breaking drought also exposed historic artifacts. In Italy, the remains of a bridge built during the Roman Empire surfaced from the Tiber River. Just imagine all of the chariots and gladiators who might have crossed that stone structure. And over in Russia, sunken warships armed with explosives from World War II now clog the shallow parts of the Danube River. Lack of rain has also had a big impact in the Middle East. The drought forced authorities to pull large amounts of water from the Mosul Dam, the country's largest storage of water. Since December, the waters of the dam have been receding. And just before the start of 2022, an ancient city emerged from the reservoir.
Wow!
The Atlantis-like ruins belong to a 3,400-year-old city that once existed on the banks of the Tigris River. They've been sitting underwater since the dam was built in 1980.
You're kidding me!
Inside the ancient city, archaeologists unearthed well-preserved buildings, art, and ancient writings.
Awesome!
While the discovery of all of these historic artifacts is amazing, the reason they're being unearthed is a big bummer. Droughts are no laughing matter. Lack of rain causes food shortages, increased risk of wildfires, and the disruption of trade. So while archaeologists and historians have been busy this summer, it would be better not to have the dry conditions uncovering these objects.
Wow, from lost to found. It's pretty amazing to find ancient artifacts, cities, and fossils. I just wish it wasn't because of climate change.
Tenors, what do you do to help stop climate change? We want to know about it. Call 877-10-NEWS or visit thetennews.com/contact.
Welcome to the Trivia Room.
I am so excited to sit on the Trivia Throne.
Well, hop on up there, Pamela. And now, I'm going to ask you today's trivia question. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
Earlier, we heard about the brand new footage of the Titanic, a shipwreck that still fascinates people. But do you know which famous chocolate maker was supposed to be on the Titanic? Is it A, John Cadbury, B, Milton Hershey, or C, Domingo Girardelli?
Chocolate. I love chocolate. I don't know. Let's guess A, John Cadbury.
Tenors, did you guess it? Pamela, what's your final answer?
A, lock it in.
The answer is B. Milton Hershey had a ticket for the Titanic's first and ultimately last voyage, but wasn't able to take the trip because of work.
Whoa, I never knew that.
Yep, Mr. Hershey was pretty lucky. But now I'm hungry for a Reese's cup. Hey Tenors, do you want to sit on the Trivia Throne and share your trivia knowledge? Visit thetennews.com/contact to get in touch, and we might have you on the show.
I'm definitely putting chocolate on my gratitude list.
Ooh, it's already on my list. Hey Pamela, did you know that humans have been eating chocolate for at least 2,000 years?
I mean, I can understand why. It's delicious. I think I need to go get some from the snack room.
Don't bother. I already brought you some.
What the what?
I just wanted to show how grateful I am for you. You keep me grounded and on time, and you always share your snacks with me, so I wanted to share some with you.
Ugh, that is so kind of you, Ryan. I'm gonna devour these. We should wrap up the show. But before we do, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Our show is now weekly and drops every Wednesday. But if you want some bonus content, you could join the Tenors Club on our website or on Apple Podcasts. Club members get special bonus content and more. Check out the website or our channel on Apple.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast.
The 10 News creative team is practicing gratitude and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Adam Bernard, and Tessa Flannery. Lane Farber contributed to this episode.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. We'll see y'all next week.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week, wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.